He paused and then accelerated and crossed the road into us.
You still find it hard to talk about Albert, do you?
Yeah, yeah. The cheery little man was everything. Con was everything. But for some reason, they were chosen to go and I was left. So after the crash, my focus was on trying to bring about change, that the enormity of what happened to us wouldn't happen to anybody else.
That's Albert Toomey, whose whole world was turned upside down in 2012 when the car she was travelling in with her husband Connie, 16-month-old son Oshin and unborn daughter Elber Marie was in collision with a Polish taxi driver who was suicidal. The Milan woman has been advocating for every member of the emergency services to be given training on how to deal with instances involving suicide and suicide ideation. Many people would struggle to forgive a suicidal driver that killed all their family. But Elber did, and she also forgave the police.
Of course, I blamed the police until I saw PC Bickford at Little Man's inquest. And he was just a young guy, and he didn't have any training. Now, I'm not saying if they had, the outcome would have been different, because nobody knows what the poor suicidal soul is going to do. But at least they'd feel they did all they could.
Elber has been a powerful advocate for suicide awareness. She set up her own charity, and this Friday, senior UK police officials who helped investigate the tragedy will travel to her hometown of Milan to attend the Toomey family memorial weekend. And Elber's message is simple. Life is precious.
Value what you have today and, you know, enjoy it, because nobody knows when you lose it.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News in the city centre.